tremendous news. It's the best news. 525, Paul Sollentrop is going to join the show. He covers Wichita State for the Eagle. Is Wichita State interested in playing K-State in hoops? We seem to think K-State should be willing to do it. What about the Shockers? And at the end of the hour here, got an awkward social situation that I need a ruling on from everybody else. Before I get to this Patrick Mahomes story with John Dorsey, Mitch, what's your answer to the poll question? Would you rather watch TCU at Vanderbilt hoops? Would you rather go on a trip to the DMV, or would you rather watch Undisputed with Skip and Shannon on Fox Sports 1?
I voted for the hoops. That's what I would
really?
That's what I would want to watch, yes.
You'd rather watch TCU and Vanderbilt than go to the DMV or watch Undisputed on Fox Sports 1?
Yes, I cannot stand Skip Bayless. It's just, it's TV I can't watch because it's forced argumenting. Or arguing, I should say, arguing.
Right. I almost lean DMV here just because it means I could sit there on my phone for a while and, you know, mess with Twitter, respond to emails, look at Snapchat, whatever
well,
it may be.
With TCU and Vandy, at least with TCU, you're watching a team in the Big 12, which you know the Cats will play twice anyway.
I guess, and I guess if you're watching it on TV, you could do the same as if you were at the DMV. I was thinking of it more from the perspective of I would be in the arena and I was worried about cell reception, cell coverage I would be getting. So that would limit the amount that I would be able to be on my phone.
In the arena would be a different story.
Yeah.
If that was a stipulation,
that was the way
I might change my mind.
There are some things open to interpretation here, but you can vote on it at the Game KMAN or JL Kurtz, my Twitter account. Sam Mellinger put this out about John Dorsey and a story of what made him fall in love with Pat Mahomes, who the Chiefs traded up 17 spots to draft in the first round. First time they have drafted a quarterback in the first round since Todd Blackledge. First time in my lifetime. Do you remember the Texas Tech game against Iowa State last year? If I just throw that out there right now, Texas Tech and Iowa State from last season in Ames. That was one of the more jarring results of the college football season. And that is because Iowa State took down Texas Tech by a score of 66-10. It was I still don't totally understand how that happened. Iowa State only had two other wins the entire season, and those were against San Jose State and Kansas. And as bad as Texas Tech's defense can be and as one-dimensional as that team can be, it was late in the season, cold in Ames, Iowa. I get all the factors that surround the game, but 66-10 is pretty jarring. And Patrick Mahomes was 18 of 36 for 219 yards, one touchdown, two picks. He had negative 2 yards rushing. And by his standards, that's pretty bad. It was his worst passer rating of any game since he had become Texas Tech starter. And it just so happened to be the one game that John Dorsey attended to watch Patrick Mahomes in person. So how does John Dorsey come away from that whole experience thinking this is our guy? This is who we need to have. This is who we need to trade a first-round draft pick to go up and get. Here's the answer. Patrick Mahomes had been playing with a shoulder injury, which he had originally suffered in September, and the pain was particularly bad against Iowa State. After he took a hit, he went to the locker room late in the first quarter. At that point, they were down just 7-3, and John Dorsey thought, well, he's going to be out for the rest of the game. That sucks. I came to watch him in person. Not going to happen. Well, Mahomes came back, and he toughed it out. But by the time he got back, Texas Tech was down 21-3. First play that he gets back in the game, running back loses a fumble. Iowa State recovers. They go score, and it's 28-3 by the time that Patrick Mahomes really has his feet back under him in the game. And a quote from John Dorsey says, that's competitiveness, what he means to the team. There's a lot of things you can't see on film, how he talks to teammates in certain situations, how he carries himself. It's what you look for in live games. So more or less in a 66-10 loss, John Dorsey is saying he saw what he really wanted to out of Patrick Mahomes, being tough, not letting his attitude affect the team, keeping a good attitude in the face of immense adversity there. He liked all that stuff that he saw about Patrick Mahomes in person, despite the game being so bad. I think when you hear a story like that, you can use it to justify whichever side of the aisle you're on the Patrick Mahomes pick. Seems way more popular than not, so there's more people on one side than the other. But I think it's pretty obvious if you like the Patrick Mahomes pick, how you buy into that. I mean, there's nothing better than selling the rah, rah, man, look how tough this kid is. He's got the intangibles. You just can't teach this stuff. All that type of thing is very easy to buy into if you want to. At the same time, though, I think if you thought that they reached for Patrick Mahomes and you're not the biggest fan in the world of him being the guy, maybe you really, really wanted Deshaun Watson, I think you're reminded of how little of a factor he was against a terrible team, one, and that there probably should not be many excuses to get drilled by Iowa State the way that they did. And on top of that, I think the bigger thing, you would find that type of thing corny. If you're looking through the lens of Patrick Mahomes was a reach, he doesn't have it, a lot of those stats were hollow, he's a Texas Tech quarterback, I think you'd look at that and be like, come on, man. That's just a corny line to throw out there at me that you can't really back up and justify with anything tangible, any stats, any numbers. You just tell me the guy's tough because he can take a 66-10 beating. Great. And I will admit, I'm neutral on this. I love the Patrick Mahomes pick. This really does nothing for me either way. I do think some of the toughness talk is a bit on the corny side. And if that really sold John Dorsey on it, great, because I'm glad they went out and got Patrick Mahomes. But to me, that wouldn't really be a huge factor looking at it from the outside looking in. But I will say, it doesn't bother me that he had this poor of a game and that there was a game like this for Texas Tech and for Patrick Mahomes. Because you can see, I mean, Sam Ehlinger does a good job of spelling out how the game got out of control before he really had much of a chance. His defense is so bad, the rest of the offense wasn't helping him. And, you know, on top of that, how many college players have been drafted high, didn't have a bad game? They're going to have bad games. Newsflash, was Tyler Lockett a bad pick for the Seahawks because when he took on Auburn in 2014 and arguably the biggest game of the year, he had just 45 yards receiving and dropped a pass in the end zone that wound up being intercepted and probably cost K-State the game? Did that mean Tyler Lockett was not a good pick for the Seahawks? I don't think they're regretting it because of a bad game against Auburn. So I really toe the line on both sides as far as that story is concerned. But I do think when you put a story out like that, it's just feeding people for whichever side they really see through there on Patrick Mahomes. They can use that as ammo on either side of the argument. Paul Sollentrop will join the show at 5:25. Does Wichita State want to play K-State in basketball? He'll help answer that question. When we come back, though, to end the hour, had an awkward social encounter today, and I need a ruling on what should be done in these situations. You're listening to The Game.